Pod Tack here, episode 158, finishing the fight for the week of April 20th, 2008. This is part two of the final episode of the Podtacular Audio Podcast.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Talk about some more, the final segment, finishing up the history of Podtacular Audio Podcast, and really the whole Podtacular phenomenon. So, this one, what do we got going on here, JP?
Well, we left off with Secret Admirer we used to get on the Customs and Call-ins show. I'm sorry, I still can't get that out of my system after calling it that for so long. But what's the technical name now, Captain Crumb?
Call in
the boxes. There you go.
Because we only do a part of it. Come on.
Yeah, Captain Crunk has done a great job with those. And for a while now, we used to get someone who used to say, "I'm your secret admirer, Podtacular." And
yeah,
I think he used to always talk about you, Captain Crunk.
Sure. It was more at you guys. It was more about you.
And we never knew who it was. I mean, it was speculation.
I don't really know. I still don't know.
Is it Nene?
Continues.
Nene. It could have been Nene. It could have been Nene.
Can you tell us about like how you started off doing the voicemails and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How you got into that?
I think what it was Freak or somebody used to do them before. And
I think if I remember right.
Like I did them even after Freak started editing. I did it for a while. I don't know who took over after me.
Yeah. It's getting kind of fuzzy on that one. I think it was whoever edited.
Yeah. They just kind of ran together at some point.
Mm-hmm. Now I've been wanting to ask you, Crunk, because you actually interact with the call-ins. You've added music. You've talked along with them. How exactly did you do that?
That's a little secret magic that I can't really.
Oh, come on.
I remember the one where there was, you did a phony submission for the Podtacular theme song.
That was classic, man.
That was so awesome because you did like one from like the UK, you did this accent. Yeah. And then he did a hip hop one. I'm like, wait a minute, is that Kronk doing it?
was there a contest for that? I don't understand that.
Part of the problem with those is when you just run them all together, it can get a little dry. It can get a little boring.
Yeah.
So the idea was to have some fun with it and try and interact as much as possible with a pre-recorded voicemail. But
definitely was a highlight. That was one of the things.
When we were talking about a new theme song or opening song, people were wondering someone called in, I think, and asked what were the other candidates or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
And so I said, okay, here's an opening.
Now
believe that too. I totally believe those were real.
At one point, yeah, I was like, "Wow, these are bad songs." It was like Podtacular. I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
But there, since you were in charge of the call-ins,
yeah,
who is your favorite call-in? Out of the members, who was the favorite? Your favorite?
Oh man. I don't know. You know, there's been some interesting ones that we've gotten that that I can't even play. some of the most memorable ones are probably from our friend Brent Gamer.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
I remember some of the fake commercials he sent in, and
oh yeah, man.
I remember a few people that called in several times, as in maybe a dozen or more.
Yeah.
plasma grenades.
Yep. You were calling over and over and over.
Yeah, was that him, the one who called in like 13 times and Captain Crunk started counting them? He like won. Yeah.
It's like, hey, Bot Dagger's plasma grenades. Hey, Bot Dagger's plasma grenades. Hey, Bot.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot one more thing. Yeah, there was also, I remember one where somebody did a call-in with their friend or something. And you're like, I don't know, you said something, like, because, like, they were like, yeah.
Oh. I do that. When someone's stuttering or stammering or whatever, I'll kind of fill in the other half of the conversation.
Yeah, and you played some Michael Jackson here and there.
Yeah, it's a chance to get a little bit of music into the show.
Who was the one that was singing the Christina Aguilera song?
That was Clutch, man. I remember that.
Yeah, definitely Clutch.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Well, the most memorable one I ever came across was, and this probably feel like remember this one, Faux Avalanche. He had his, this is going way back there, his battle rifle.
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, shot that. It off basement.
That thing
and,
like, was like, loud,
had, like,
dude.
You went from, like, okay, good, I'm going to shoot it. He started, like, echo, like, really crazy. Like, man, wasn't that so cool? And everyone was like, yes, that is cool. He, like, posted pictures of it.
Yeah, apparently he actually made, like, a scale battle rifle. Like, he was actually firing bursts from it. And his background was like, like, holy crap.
You know, one of my favorites of all time was way back in the day. Carpal Tunnel, who used to do XBL Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
He called in one time and he's like, "Yeah, man. I don't remember everything in full detail, but he was like, "Yeah, man. I was in a restaurant and I threw a tater tot in the back of my wife's head, like a plasma grenade or something like that, man." It just came out so funny, man. I was rolling.
And it stuck.
Yeah, he stuck like a plasma grenade. I was like, out of all things, a freaking tater tart.
Definitely.
Well, speaking of funny moments, before we move on, Fumo, do you want to talk a little bit more about Contactor?
Yeah, Chucky. At some point, what happened is that I wanted to start a Bible study at Podtacular. I was thinking it'd be really cool to, like, have a Bible study in the Halo 3 lobby. So mm-hmm. I started that, and this was, like, towards the holidays and everything, and I got it going for a good month or two, I think. And it was going pretty strong. We got a pretty good amount of people showing up, and, you know, we're going through some different studies. We're going through one of the Campus Crusade studies, actually. And anyway, we're going through that, and eventually it kind of tapered off as the holidays came around. Everybody got busy. I got really busy. And then I just had trouble picking it back up because, you know, there's already so much going on in Pontacular. I started to go, I think I bit off more than I could chew there. And it was just kind of sitting there and not really doing anything for a while. And Chucky came up to me. So why don't you tell him about that, Chucky?
Well, I had been coming to the Bible study and just really enjoyed it and learned things and... it was just a really good time because it's not something you would expect to happen, but it turns out to be a really great way to have like 16 people doing an audio chat. You can maybe even do a podcast from the lobby. You know, there's a certain amount of people could interrupt each other and stuff, but we've worked our way through that. So, you know, I guess it was in February of last year that I had thought about asking you if I could help. You know, if I could, like, help you find a curriculum for the next one.
Yeah.
And somewhere in that discussion, I said, well, I had actually thought about asking you, you know, if I could take it over or if I could help in, you know, help in that way. Mm-hmm. And Mike was like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Right. Yeah, go ahead. Like, oh, okay. So,
yeah, I just had so much on my plate. I was like, yeah, someone that could actually help do something to, you know, to actually make something happen on their own volition and stuff. I was like, oh, yes. Man, that's a godsend there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Cause
literally a godsend. Hello.
Nah. No, I just knew that you were. You had so many nights that were dedicated to
Kung Fu, like
two nights for the podcast at least, mm-hmm. and then at least one night playing Halo with us. You know, hopefully, and then the Bible study. So that's like four nights out of your week. So I'm glad I was able to do that. I can definitely see it's some hard work, but one of the crazier things is that, you know, I don't see any of these people, so it's not like I can give them a handout of what we're going to talk about and stuff like that.
Right.
We just kind of have to talk about things that don't require that level of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's been cool.
So you've been doing this over a year now, man. That's quite an accomplishment. That's really awesome. There's been so many people that have been, that have really gotten some good stuff out of this. And, you know, it got featured on Kotaku and Joystick, I think. It got some big, notoriety going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, yeah. It was that's funny. Oh, go ahead, yeah. Carl.
No, I was just going to say that that's one of the things that I think, it's one of those things that when it happens, it's like you would never have expected it to happen. Like something as simple as people just talking in a game lobby, you would never expect that to happen. Like, I don't think Bungie ever designed the game with that in mind.
Right.
But it's one of those things that when it does and it's a positive thing, then, you know, it's kind of it's a happy surprise in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, it all works out for the community. I'm pretty surprised to see that not only has it been successful and taken off, but that it hasn't been kind of like, I know once, you know, it got to Kotaku and things like that, got a little bit of ridicule and things like that, but
yeah,
kind of withstood that, you know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was the only time anybody has publicly said anything about it.
Right.
Was that one day.
Yep. Yeah, yep.
It's doing great. It's doing great.
I don't know if you guys remember when we first had the first one in the Halo 3 beta. That mm-hmm. that was a big moment.
Yeah, I remember that. We finally transitioned over. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So we knew it was going to work in Halo 3 after that. So that was a relief.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Was it a big surprise?
Well, we were sure.
We're always surprised.
Something positive that we were able to... I mean, well, you guys more than me were able to utilize Halo 2 and now 3. Because like I said earlier, you know, Halo 2 players had a bad reputation. So,
yeah,
you know, to hear that. And I remember it was ridiculed badly, you know, by some people. But to be able to reach out to, especially, you know, younger guys.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody who was there actually, you know, obviously had something in common besides video games. So it was great to see.
Right. And I want to thank all you guys for your support of it. Without, you know, the support on the website and, you know, in the podcast and you guys, being supportive, you know, it'd be a pretty hard thing to maintain. So I appreciate it.
No, mm-hmm. No, anytime. And we're still going to be around. So if you need more help, just let us know.
Yeah.
GodTacker is going to stay around. So yeah, if you guys want to check it out, definitely check out GodTacker.com. You can find out, you know, how to meet and the whole deal and how to get it all set up. It's about an hour-long study, and it's always really fun, really interesting. There's definitely some people that pop in here and there, like, what are you guys doing? When are we going to play? But, you know, once you get past that and get used to it, then, you know, it's actually just kind of par for the course, and you just end up, you know, continuing on with the study. So it's really good stuff.
Yep,
exactly. And it's going to be a weird transition to talk about some of the our more famous inside jokes.
I think the first one on the list is homicide sauce.
Oh, yes. Spell check. There was quite a bit that you missed.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go, spell check, was there anything that you remember while co-hosting that you guys...
I've really been thinking through. I mean, there was a lot of stuff. I mean, it's been like 2 years, and I've been set so far separate. I bet if I listen to those shows again, and I know there's some listeners that are sitting like at home on their iPod going, "Don't you forgot to talk about this? This is one."
Right.
And guys, when you know, we'd love to go back and really kind of discuss it again, but this really is the last one. So, I mean, I can't think of anything major, at least.
One thing I remember is you were constantly like wrestling with your mic.
Yep. One time when you pulled your mic. Like...
Yes, and that actually never made it. Because back then there was really no FOMO didn't instill outtakes like we do now.
No, I saved a couple of them, and I believe for like the 100th episode, I sent a couple of those like older saved ones in.
Yes, no, but it was funny because it was my first episode, and we. At the time, actually, it was my first podcast appearance. Well, that's a lie.
Liar.
It's ironic. Liar, it's ironic because Fumo, I don't know if you remember for this. Remember Gamer Tag Radio had a round table for next generation consoles? And you had already approached me about joining you guys on a, I believe it was on a Sunday. So I go into this round table, which was an open discussion in Gamer Tag Radio, and you got to announce your name when you first come in. So I go in. And then I hear Fumo Drive, and I'm like, hey, Fumo. And then, you know, me and him are sitting in the same round table. And then Sunday was like my real official podcasting debut. And I remember we were like, you know, setting things up, you know, before we start recording. And all of a sudden, you hear this loud noise, like, and then Spoutzer goes, oh, man, my mic. And I'm like, dude, what'd you do to it? Just punch it out of the blue or whatever? And, you know, I even mentioned it, you know, like he pulled his mic, but, you know, obviously it wasn't on the show, so people didn't get that one. But
it's like
yeah,
he
was
trying
loud.
To strangle a duck or something. Get over here, you stupid mic!
If I touched it, it even made like a super loud noise. It was such a noisy mic.
Man.
But I mean, like, there's a whole bunch of ones that are modernized ones that you can probably recognize. Like, what is about homicide? That's a little bit past me.
All right, yes, we're gonna go to homicide, and this was one of our more memorable inside jokes.
Oh, man,
it actually involved dial packs.
Yeah,
and Fumo, why don't you do a little introduction to this one?
Well, I'm trying to remember how dial packs started the whole thing off, but I remember that. Oh, I think it was talking about
some
like
chicken wings or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was talking about chicken wings it was saying it was. Oh man, I'm trying to remember how that went on.
It'd almost be better just go back to episode 100 and listen.
Oh man, I know. I mean, I remember how it ended up, but I'm just trying to remember how it started out. I remember he was telling this really long story about these chicken wings that were hot, and Jerry B was like was saying something about, hey, that's too hot.
No. What? Well, he was talking about this sauce.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like you said, I don't know how the conversation about, maybe I was going into the conversation about you and your wife eating hot stuff. So I don't know. He starts talking about this stuff and, and you know, Alpex has an accent and he admitted it on the show and stuff. So,
oh, I remember that.
He goes, yeah. And I'm eating this sauce and it was so hot and it was homicide sauce. So something, so, you know, me being me, I'm like, excuse me, did you just say homicide sauce? And I'm like, what happens when you bite into it? A puff of smoke appears and all of a sudden you got Daisy Dukes and yeah, you're like RuPaul or something.
Yep.
So that was his whole like that's too hot.
Yeah.
I mean, we went on for like 20 minutes just goofing on the homicide sauce. I mean, he pronounced it wrong. So
yeah.
We did this whole skit how when it's so hot, when you eat it, you transform into a transvestite or something. You know?
Yeah. And then
what sells it is that cover art.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that. That was like the best cover art ever. What happened is this guy, Sticky Gerbils. He had done a couple of different cover arts. In fact, he also did the G. Lewis Tao cover art and the Tyrone the Leprechaun cover art as well. And the one where Fumo was wearing crisscross clothes. So he did a bunch of really awesome ones. He did contribute a whole lot to the show. That's
pretty great. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But this one was, and I think he also did JBB in the Gears of War as well.
Yes. Yes. That came out awesome. That was awesome. People to this day are like, wow, how the hell did you do that?
Had to put that outfit on. Yeah. Looks real. But they had JBB up in the corner with like purple, like, big woman hair going on, and he had like eyeshadow, lipstick, the whole shebang, and he had this smile like, hey, and he's up in the corner, and then he actually drew like a Tabasco logo, but it said homicide sauce, and it said it's too hot on the side of it. It's so funny, man.
Yeah, that was the logo, like, it's too hot. That was an awesome episode. So, we also have G. Lewis Sweaty Towel.
Yeah.
And that was the one with Oopie on it, was it?
I'm not sure. I can't remember if Oopie was on that one or not, but I just remember he had like this whole thing where, oh, hang on, I gotta go grab my towel. We're like, what? Why you gotta grab a towel, man? He's like, oh, I'm sweating like crazy. I gotta go grab a towel.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We're like, dang, man, you're like spraying the walls? What are you doing?
Oh, man. And then there's number three is one is less than three face head. Now, yeah. I don't remember that one.
Can we bring in Fuma wife for this one?
You know, I think she's asleep by now, as it turns out, unfortunately.
But, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Man, I wish we could. That was classic, though. Hey, why don't you tell it, man?
Okay, well, gosh, I can't remember who sent it in, but your wife, Fumo, was reading one of the things that got sent in for the 100th episode, and it said, I love Facehead, but in, you know, Leet speak, it said it had I less than three Facehead, and Fumo wife
shape of the heart.
Read it exactly like it is.
Yep, she goes, one is less than three Facehead? What does that mean?
Oh, man.
That was classic. Actually, that one was with Gemini Ace, as it turned out, because this episode.
Yes, yeah.
But, oh, man.
And that turned into a shirt.
Yeah, it sure did. People were cracking up on that one, man. That was a classic moment, definitely.
Oh, man.
I put that in my SIG for a while.
Yes, I saw it all over. I'm like, wait a minute, what does that mean?
Yep, that's from the 100th episode.
Yep.
And then Facehead again.
Yeah.
His mom interrupting the podcast. Tell him to go to bed.
That was killer. I'm crying. How'd it go, man?
I don't even remember. All I know is, like, I hear a voice like, you got 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly how it was.
You're done.
We're in the middle of talking, and he's like, no, I can't, Mom, no. And she's like, you got 10 minutes to go to bed, and that's it. You're done. He's like, no. And she's like, no, that's it, period. And we're like, whoa, busted.
Oh, man, that was awesome. I heard it in one of the outtakes or something. As a matter of fact, wasn't it in the highlights of the 100th episode?
Yeah, some of these are in episode 100, so if you don't feel like hunting them down, which I already did, go to episode 100 and you'll hear most of these, or some of these.
Yeah.
Now, another one of my favorites, Fumo Jav, you actually were not in this episode, but I believe Captain Krunk, you were, along with me, Dialpex, and I believe it was Chevelle.
So this is the 360 episode?
Yes.
Probably? Okay.
And for some reason, we were talking about the rocket launcher, and I forgot if it either was me, Chevelle, one of us asked, where does he hide the rocket launcher when he switches weapons? And Chevelle goes, he's like, hey, man, pick up that rocket. He's like, I ain't picking that up. I don't know where it's been.
I got it last time.
Like, I don't know, but I think they carry a lot of lube.
So yes, Master Chief in Halo 2 didn't have the ability to attach weapons to his back.
Right.
So of course the running joke was where exactly did this rocket launcher go when and yes, it was you know, Chevelle was there, and it was a hilarious episode.
Definitely.
And here's another one that involved Dialpex.
I thought you were going to say something other than dial effects. I thought you were going to say something involved the anal cavity.
Ah. Well, yeah, you can put it that way. Now, Fumo, you and Dialpex in this episode got into this whole tiger, like, you know, from a Dalsing and
Dalsing, dude, it was Saget, man. Saget from
Saget, there you go, there you go.
Street Fighter 2. Every time he's talking about tiger.
But you went, I believe, to Thailand at the time, right?
Yep.
And we were talking about the trip, and I think Dialpex came out with, like, oh, did you say tiger or whatever? So you guys just kept, like, saying tiger knee and tiger punch. And
tiger punch, tiger kick. And we were like, you know, tiger McDonald's, tiger, you know, tiger library.
And I ended it with saying tiger butt plug.
And we're like, what? How'd you go from library to butt plug, dude? We were dying, man. It was just so, like, out of nowhere. We were like, what?
Tiger butt plug. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was, I mean, there's times I don't remember some of the things I say, like Captain Crunk one time. I don't know where exactly you sent me this message. Was it, I don't know if it was Xbox Live. I don't know. You said that you heard me say something that I totally forgot I said, and it was about Master Chief smuggling plums.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this one.
Because Andrew was on, you know, the, we used to do a segment called, King of the Hill. And it was, some of the more popular games for the Xbox 360 at the time going up against Halo 2's popularity. And, we did Viva Pinata. So we were interviewing Anjo Banjo, and she, of course, is a very talented artist. And, she works at a doll, I forgot the name of the website, but they create these, virtual dolls and you can dress them up. And she did Master Chief. And, she's like, yeah, you can put Master Chief in spandex. Yeah. And I do this little kid's voice like, Mommy, look, he's smuggling plums. And I totally forgot I said that. And and Captain Crunk reminded me. He said, so, yeah, and then it was my wife's dumplings.
Oh, yes. Which, dumplings of power.
Yeah, dumplings of power. The dumplings talked. I mean, we came up with like so many different scenarios.
They're like grenades and the whole thing.
Yeah, that they were going to be in Halo 3 or something.
It was the fourth or fifth type of grenade. Yeah, it was the dumpling.
And I remember telling my wife about it. She's like, why are you guys talking about my dumplings? And I'm like, no, man, that's a good thing.
Yeah, really, don't be talking crap about my dumplings.
I swear, like, most of JVB's stuff has to relate to food, because we also all know about his fascination with creamed corn, too.
Oh, yes.
And baked ziti.
Ziti.
The baked ziti one time. Of course, the cream corn. I remember as a matter of fact, episode 18, my Podtacular debut, we were talking about a contest that was going on, a tournament. And I said, yeah, the winner is going to get a cream corn sandwich. And you're like, I bet the winner is really excited about that. Yeah, you're like, oh, but we're really excited about that.
That reminds me of another one, actually. You were talking about your first, the first podcast there. I remember your first voicemail. You were talking about, the one where you're talking about the custom. And you're saying, I got this custom called Team Bubble Bath. And it's basically like, you know, you go and you explain the whole, how the whole thing works. And he's like, you know, and then you turn the bubbles on. I like to take a bath with my uncle sometimes. I was like, what?
No, actually, that was during a game where I was talking to somebody, and I was like, yeah, I take a bath with my uncle sometimes. And Painkiller heard, he goes, did you just say that you take a bath with your uncle? And then it was in the forums.
Probably before the game was over, right?
Who knows, man? I mean, it was just something random that I threw out there. And
how in the world did you come up with that?
You are a genius, KBB.
Yeah, I mean, that's a Podtacular classic now, so you have to have some big story about how you came up with it.
Well, taking a bath with my uncle? I don't know. I just...
No, Team Bubble Bath.
I don't know. I just, out of the blue, just came up with it. And actually, while I was saying it, was when I made it up. I just made it up as I was going along with it. And I remember saying that you couldn't have a bubble... you couldn't have a Team Bubble Bath without bubbles. I don't know. Yeah. I forgot what the hell I said.
Without needles or something.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, that was the dumbest thing I ever submitted. And I guess my stupidity counts for something. So here's another dumb one that I came up with was Tyrone the Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah.
And I said he was the one who whispered in Fumo Jai's ear about... about starting Podtacular, and
isn't he also the ghost of a lockout?
Mystery song.
Leprechaun running around lockout like Hornswoggle.
He like slides around, like shoots you and sticks you.
Oh
man, that reminds me of last episode of Fumo when you were talking like Mr. T. No, no, no. I was trying to do Yoda, and you're like, I pity the fool does Yoda talk.
Yep.
Pity fool talk like Yoda.
There's a lot that people don't, that Fumo Jai doesn't get to record that we're like, man, why didn't we record this? And some of the most funniest moments never appeared on an episode or in an outtake.
Yeah.
So we got the squirrel belt. I don't know how I came up with this one again, but all I know is,
like I said, man, you're a genius, dude.
Well, does it have to do with the guy named Squirrel?
I think it was Squirrely, right? Or Squirrel, whatever.
Squirrel something.
Because we have a squirrel on the forum.
It was like Squirrely, right? Squirrel. It was spelled with an E or something like that. Or with a three.
Speak
three.
Squirrel.
No, it was. It was like the way it was spelled out. Yeah.
Speak Squirrel. That's the first time I ever heard of that one.
Yeah, it's probably the first time we'll hear those, the last time we'll hear those three words in the same sentence.
I know. So I said that I was going to make a squirrel belt with the head of the squirrel and use it as a bottle, the teeth as a bottle opener. I don't know, that it was going to sell.
Oh, man.
So millions of them. Got the tail in the back and the whole thing.
Yeah. And you're running the beach and the tail's like bouncing up and down. All right, and one of the more famous.
This one's really recent, though.
Yes, this one is recent, but oh man, it has caught on more than any of the other ones. It's anus armor. And my wife's in here laughing. Fumo, why don't you go into the whole anus armor bit?
Okay, well, the anus armor came about where some kid was like talking about this one. Oh, this one, the campaign level where you have to beat down the two. What do you call those guys? The really hunters. Big covenant guys, huh?
Yes, the hunters.
Hunters, yeah. The first time you see hunters when they both come out, and this kid was talking about, like, what you gotta do is you gotta go behind them, and then you gotta beat off their anus armor. Well, you gotta hit their anus armor. And,
yeah, he said the hit his cousin or something.
And they were like, and they kept going back and forth, hitting their anus armor, and then until it fell off, and then you could, like, beat him down or something.
Yeah, he said they both meleeed the hunter from different directions 20 times each. In the anus, so the anus armor fell off, and I was like, "How the hell did you guys decide?"
It's like, why didn't you just call it like the butt armor or something like that? I mean, the anus armor. So we went off on that for quite a while.
Yeah, that's pretty sensitive area back there. That'd have some really good armor.
Exactly.
And then it took off. Well, no pun intended, but
It's hard, like, to have any non puns in this one here.
No, but you know, like alpaca fur was like,
oh yeah, that's right,
included, and squirrel skin, or I don't know, that was
the,
like
the
custom
yeti
made.
And the whole thing with the yetis and hunting yetis and everything.
Now, before we get to the last one, that is another one that is very popular. We've had, like, yeah, like you said, the howling, yodeling llamas or something, or
there's definitely
know.
One
I
with
won't...
llamas, and oh, there was one with the there was the alpaca, which we found out later is like a miniature llama.
Llama. Yeah.
There was like purple alpacas. That was from Will Cook, actually.
Oh man, yep. Yeah, there was a lot of, and then of course the infamous Nene. And I actually forgot where this originated from. I thought it was Shotgun Friendly.
I thought
Shotgun
so too.
Shotgun said it was somebody else, right?
I think it was Facehead. I'm not entirely sure though. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah. You know, for some reason, I keep thinking of Shotgun Friendly because he was one of the newest submitters. But then I started to realize that it was somebody who hasn't posted anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me my friend Nene. And for some reason, that name just stuck. And we don't know if Nene actually exists or if Nene actually has a gamer tag. We just made Nene into this mythical being. And now he's become like Bigfoot. Like, oh, I thought I saw Nene.
Didn't somebody say last night that there was a Nene gamer tag?
Well, the thing is like now it's like it's kind of like everybody coming out of the woodwork saying, I'm Nene. No, I'm Nene. Exactly. In fact, I just got a friend request just a few days ago from Nene's Pincus.
And the funny thing is, like Saturday, you and I, Fumo Jeff, were goofing around saying that Nene was a forerunner.
Yeah.
And because he wore platinum teeth, he was forbidden from.
Yep. And now he's just plays practical jokes. At the Halo facility, and the library is actually there to house old Bontacular episodes.
He was actually a precursor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's before the Forerunners.
He was before them, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a long time ago.
Yes, Nene had been around.
It's all this stuff that makes me like wish that if Podtacular wasn't dying, I wish there was like a Podtacopedia, like a wiki for Podtacular.
That would be awesome.
That is a good idea.
Somebody started a Bible. No, a dictionary. Highlighting all the inside jokes we had and naming them out, setting them up alphabetically.
Yeah, it's in the forum somewhere.
Of course, Aeneas Armor was there.
Other than YouTube.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything else from that thread. Hmm. So if anybody wants to start,
Podtacopedia.
Yeah. So,
JVB, can I try and get you to pronounce something?
What? Ask?
Could you please try and say tuba go blue?
Aww. Tuba-galuba? Ah, flock. Tuba-galuba, right?
Tuba-galuba.
I remember that.
I tried this many times, we're going back and forth. Tuba-galuba. No, tuba-galuba. It's like, tickle-a-block-a-blue-blow.
Papa-dabba-dubba-da.
We had some early ones we had the hardest times with. It's mainly ones that involve leet speak, and we'd always get them wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
But this one is just a tongue twister.
Oh,
yeah, it's just a tongue twister.
Yeah, I thought it was Tubba Gablubba at first.
And I can say that, Tubba Gablubba.
Yeah.
No, I can't. Never mind.
And then he sends in a submission like pronouncing it, you know.
He's like, you got my name wrong. Well, who could get it right? I mean, who could get it?
And then, of course, there was a time where all we did was, and I guess this sort of generated back when you were on Spellcheck, making fun of people's bad spellings.
And actually, I have a funny story. I did that earlier this week. There was submissions, because I'm a little bit of a grammar Nazi.
No way.
Really, the guy named Spellcheck being more of a grammar Nazi. Like, I have to make it an apology on here, because like I had to apologize on the forum as well. But Halo 3 period, that's his name, Halo 3 dot. I made fun of him on the forum the other day. I'm like, geez, even a guy named Spellcheck can't fix that. It was some pretty bad stuff. And I'm like, oh man, that's pretty bad. So what I found out though is that English isn't his native language, and I felt really bad.
Oh.
I mean, I felt awful. So I'm like, but I had to tell him though, like, you know, see, here in America, we have groups of young people who think it's cool to talk like that. Like,
I know,
come
man.
To the store for I can give you a hung and seen you face to the number face, you know?
I mean, how many times we read like long sentences, like they never end,
like no punctuation, like zero punctuation, literally.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we've had some classics though, where at one point some people were getting offended, like, "Oh man, all you guys do is make fun of people."
And it's like, and we don't even say half the spelling errors that we actually see.
Oh yeah. Oh,
anyway, we can visually correct a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's what we did. But at some point, it made us sound bad pronouncing these things. And it's like, all right, you know what? I'm sounding like a dork who can't read. So I'm going to shout you out.
Yeah.
Let people know, hey, it's your fault. But, I mean, for example, I'm going to use Rodsmack from 10k.com and 10kclub.com.
The 10k.com, and, yeah.
Yes, and he was on the show one day when I wasn't on, and he calls me up. He goes, "Man, when I saw I had to read,
holy moly. He's like, I didn't know how to read all that. He's like, I see all these show notes. And I'm like, oh my God, I just woke up. And I'm like, yeah, man, you know, there's a lot that goes on when we, when we do a show, we're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, definitely ready. I mean, even Painkiller used to do the show notes for us and, you know, now Fumo Jive's in charge of that, but
yeah,
I had to do them one time and I messed them up. I think for 2 weeks I had to do them. But yeah, I mean, we just don't blab, you know, we actually got to read these things and, you know, most of the time we can't even look them over.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, that's always been a challenge too, finding the good ones. And then, you know, and then if you do that, then, you know, the people that say, oh, you didn't read my tip. And they, you know,
So. So I want to apologize to all the people we made fun of about your spelling and all the people that we didn't get to your submissions, you know,
yeah.
It wasn't that easy.
We still love you.
Yes, I. So,
well, before we continue, we got Captain Crunk has been doing these, has been gracious to do these, put together these gamer tags throughout the show as we've been playing them. And we got one final one here that Captain Crunk's put together.
Yes.
That includes a lot of the voicemails from people in the gaming community, in the Halo Nation. And I really appreciate Captain Crunk doing this. So.
Yes. Kronk, didn't you tell me we've had like quite a bit of submissions?
Yeah, I think at last count we have over 120.
Whoa!
Yeah, we didn't even announce on the podcast for people to send stuff in.
I was here thinking like 50.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, and we I mean, it's just an indication of how much people respected the work.
Yeah, it really surprised me. I didn't think we would get that many, but and they're not just quick, you know, my gamer tag and bye. I mean, you know, people they're really going to miss the show, and they really said their goodbyes. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
awesome. Some
hurtful stuff on there, definitely.
Okay, so
let's get to roll. That.
Hey, this is Crash from the Gamer's Garage. I just want to thank JVB and Fumo Jive for all their hard work and great contributions to the gaming community through PodTacker. You guys are awesome. Looking forward to meeting up with you guys again at the world-famous Blondie's Tavern in Tampa Bay, Florida for some more beers and death metal. Take it easy. Good luck.
Hey, this is Induti Amaris from Halo3.junk.ws, and I'm just calling in to thank Fumo Jive and JVB and everybody else who's worked so hard over the last few years to make Podtacular come together, and wish you all the best in the future. It's going to be a different, Halo community without you guys. So, best of luck and keep on fragging trucks. I do believe that's your slogan.
Hey, you guys. This is Liquid Life. Some of you may remember me from when I was with Uncle Gamer. I just want to say that I think it's a terrible thing that Podtacular is closing down at the last episode. You guys would be greatly missed. You guys are one of the more innovative podcasts that had one of the best followers for your show. You've done a great job, and you've had a great following. You've done a great influence on the people and the players of Halo. So sorry to see you go, and I wish you the best of luck, Fumo. You've done awesome. And I hope you get all due credit for your history with Podtacular. I got someone else on the line here.
Hi, Podtacular. It's Angel Banjo, everybody's favorite anti-Halo person. Even though the podcast was mostly dedicated towards Halo, I still enjoyed you guys. You guys are fun. You made things fun, and you actually made Halo really fun. And you're going to be greatly missed. And, well, damn. You guys take care. And I hope to see you around.
Good job, Fumo.
Good job, guys.
Good job, all of you guys, yes. And JVB.
And JVB don't count.
Okay, great job, guys. All right, bye.
Take care.
Hi, this is Laird, gamertag LairdSVF. I'm just calling to say thank you for all the many years that Podtacular.com has given to me. I've enjoyed my time moderating your forums and representing you guys as a guest host, and we will be sadly missed, and the Halo community mourns the loss of Podtacular. Fumo Jive, JVB, and Captain Crunk, I wish you guys the best in your future endeavors, whatever that may be. And to the Podtacular community, keep on fragging trucks and killing noobs and all that other wonderful stuff. Thanks, and sad to see you guys go. Bye.
What's going on, guys? Frank from the XCast here. Good run, guys. Man, it's definitely the end of the saga. A sad day in the Xbox 360 community for sure. Alright, guys, good run. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Fumo, JVB. It's been a great ride with you guys. This is Dude I Rock from Tool to Play. Sad to see you guys go, but I'm glad your community can keep kicking ass like it always has. Hope to see more content from you guys in the future. And thanks again from all the guys here at Tool to Play. We really appreciate the podcast and what you did for the Halo community. And we'll see you online. Peace.
Hey guys, this is Bobby Blackwolf from All Games Radio, and I just wanted to say thank you to all you over there at Podtacular for everything that you've done for gaming podcasting over the past 2+ years. It's been a long time, hasn't it? You know, and you guys have built up a great community over there, and you guys have put out quality content for a long time. Sad to see you guys go, but I wish you guys the best in anything that you try to do in the future, be it podcasting or gaming or anything else. So thanks for the memories, guys, and hope to see you guys in new endeavors soon.
Good evening. This is TTL Zerx Deej.
And this is TTL Dweezil.
This is a Tide the Leader conference call. Two men on the street, one in Chicago, one in Points Do Not Be Disclosed in Kentucky. We call to say farewell to Fumo Jive and JVB on the advent of their final episode of what has been an outstanding and influential podcast. Dweezil?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Deej. Just really wanted to show my support for both of them and for the Podtacular community. I've met both of them in person, and it's meant a lot to me to be able to spend some time and share some drinks, and really just want to wish them all the best, and I don't think this will be the last that we'll talk. But definitely want to give some support to the Podtacular community and hope it stays strong and hangs in there and keeps doing what it's been doing all this time. Back to you, Deej.
Thanks, Dweezil. To reiterate what he just said, the Podtacular community has always been a great group of gamers. We fought a lot of challenges against them. We lost a lot more than we won. We won at least once, I can confirm. Always a great time to get taught about teamwork and good play and skilled play and just friendly social interaction in a nice place where someone helped them all swap ideas about the game. So keep doing that. Keep coming against us. We'll keep eyes out for you. Fumo Jive, JVB, you're both asked to report to the Tide the Leader LAN party somewhere in Points Not to Be Disclosed in Florida. Peace. Good game. Back to you, Dweezil.
Yes, good game, and wish you all the best. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Podtacular, Mintz here from HBO and Hush Casket. You've had a good run, and I'm glad you're able to make all the memories you did, and I'm glad I was able to be a small part of it. You've stimulated the mass Halo populace with vivifying conversations, poignant guest hosts, and pragmatic advice. If you need to look up any of those words, don't feel bad, because I used a thesaurus. So ending a journey like the Podtacular podcast will no doubt stir emotions from the audience and hosts alike, but looking back and seeing what you've contributed to the Halo community negates any feelings of resentment you might think this deserves. You've created a home for like-minded individuals to gather and spread information about a hobby that sucks so many hours out of so many of our lives. For that, you deserve a heartfelt thank you. So God bless you guys, and enjoy your newfound free time. Take care.
Podtacular, why you guys gotta leave me? I love you so much.
Nah, but for real, guys, this is Avidex from 360style.net. And I just want to, you know, say you guys have done a great job with the show. It's sad to see you guys go. I always wondered how many shows you could do on Halo, and you guys definitely pretty much set the record. Always a good show. A lot has grown out of your show. And like I said, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to miss you guys. Thank you for just adding to the community and inspiring so many other podcasters out there. And again, thanks for having me on. I think it was episode 104 of our Xbox Live Arcade show, so... thanks a lot, guys. This is Avidex signing out. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Chris Holmes from GamingSteve.com, and I want to say goodbye to Podtacular. They gave me some awesome times throughout the years, and I remember that was spell check. It was epic. So, goodbye, Podtacular, and you'll be missed.
What is up, Podtacular? This is Feels Good from Gamertag Radio. I just wanted to say it's crazy to see you guys leave the whole podcasting scene. I remember the first time I listened to your show, it was just like, these people are sick. Like, they're animals. Just because the crazy Halo info I got was so insane. And, I mean, it was great, though. So, you know, you guys have done an amazing job. You've been a huge force in the podcasting world in terms of the gaming stuff. And so, you know, sucks to see you leave, but I wish you all the best. JVB, Fumo, hope to see both of you some point again in the future. And until then, you know, take it easy, and I hope everything's great for you.
Hey, Podtacular, this is the Don Juan, and I just wanted to say that this was the best podcast my ears have ever experienced. The sheer massive size of your podcast makes me tingle with glee, and now you're just going to leave me, just like that. Now I'll have to sit at home all by myself with no one to stimulate my ears. We had good times, and I'll never forget you, Podtacular.
Hey, Podtacular crew, this is Wise Guy from Team Xbox. Thanks for doing the show all these years, and I hope you do bigger and better things in the future.
Hey, Podtacular, it's SOG Proven here. I just want to say farewell to you guys. You've done a good job. It's a really good run, 150-some episodes. It's a great job. Well, thanks for all the episodes, and just keep on fragging trucks. See you guys later.
Hey, everyone over there at Podtacular, this is Drunken Monkey 10K from the 10K.com. I just want to wish you guys a formal goodbye, and it was great listening to you guys all these times, and I wish you guys the best in whatever y'all decide to do.
This is Rod Smack from the 10K.com. Just wanted to call in my final farewell to the end of a great, great era and the last show of Podtacular. We're big fans here, guys. We're definitely going to miss everything you guys have done for this community, and we wish you guys all the well, the best, and Fumo and JVB, you guys are both good friends, so I expect you guys to keep in touch. Best of wishes, guys.
Hey, guys, Squeegee here from the Gamers Pub. It's been a long ride, and on behalf of all the gamers on Platformation, I want to thank you for everything you've done. And, well, and also because I've listened for so long. Taught me right from wrong to Pope Noobs, tales from the foxhole made me laugh out loud every week. Fumo and Chevy B, thank you, you geeks, give Halo to me. From own impersonations to the styles of buttless chaps to fragging trucks, it doesn't get better. Even the fights are better now that we're here together. Even the fights are better since I found you. Whoa, 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 Zanzibar is brighter. Throwing grenades beside ya. Even the fights are better since I found you. Oh, guys, I'll miss ya. Thanks for everything. And let's go have a beer at the Gamers Pub. I'll see you later.
Hey there, this is Kid Dog from Cranky Gaming UK. Just want to wish you guys all the best. Thanks for all the hard work you've put in over the years. And, well done, guys. Peace.
And this is Mindwipe from the Star Trek Gamers, as well as the ChrisJonesGaming.net. Would you like to play a game? Good work on all the work you've done, guys, and all the best for the future. Take it easy.
Hey guys, John Picaro here, Gamerscore Blog. Just wanted to say thanks for the memories. I'm going to miss the show, but I look forward to hearing from all community members who participated in the past in other venues. I know you guys are going to stay active, and I look forward to continuing to work with you guys online. But wow, end of an era. Thanks for all your work, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey guys, this is JeffW123 over from the XCast. I just wanted to call and say goodbye to the Podtacular audio show and that I think everybody will miss it. Fumo Jive and JBB, both of you guys do a great job putting your show together every single week, and it's really sad to see you guys go, but I just want to say good luck to any future endeavors that you guys might go into. So this is just a hey from Jeff W123. Later, guys.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Paris, a.k.a. Vicious696, and I just wanted to thank you guys for everything you've done for the gaming community over the past 3 years. Podtacular was one of the main reasons why I even started podcasting, and you're going to be greatly missed. Fumo Jive, Spellcheck, JPB, love you guys. See you around.
This is George from Aeropods.com, a.k.a. Finster from the Post Game Report, a.k.a. one of Podtacular's biggest fans. Just want to give a shout out to Podtacular on their final podcast, and it's been a great ride, and we'll keep fragging trucks.
What's up, guys? Chris Powdino from the Gamerscore blog. Hey, I wanted to say thank you guys for all the hard work you've been doing on Podtacular. I'm a little bummed to see it go away, but I know the community will continue there at Podtacular, and if you need anything at all from us, please don't hesitate to ask.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Luke from Bungie. Just wanted to call and say you guys would probably still be doing a podcast if you hadn't brought a bunch of ringers to the hump day and tried to beat us, but you didn't. Kidding aside, good luck on what you guys are doing in the future, and you'll be a missed asset in the Halo community.
This is Louis Wu from HBO. Podtacular was one of the first Halo podcasts out there, kicking off in the heady summer of 2005. Since then, they've become the premier audio source of Halo gameplay coverage, building a huge following by their consistently professional approach. I've had the pleasure of meeting Fumo Jive and JVB in person, and they're both amazing people. Podtacular's been a solid star in the Halo firmament for years, and it's going to leave a big, big hole. We'll miss you guys.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Godfrey from GamerTagRadio.com, and I've been podcasting for a very, very long time, man. You know, and I remember one time that I go to iTunes, I'm there checking, I'm like, wow, what the hell is this, man? Podtacular, you know, on the top of the charts, beating Major Nelson, beating Disney and all these like big companies out there, you know. That was the moment that motivated me to work even harder to be in the top of the charts because of Podtacular. I think Fumo, you know, and Spellcheck at that time, I remember, they were just doing this out of love and just having fun with it, you know. And then it got to a moment that it was just more than that. You know what I'm saying? I think the community is not going to be the same now that Podtacular is just going to stop podcasting. But I just want to say that you guys are legendaries to me. You know, this is not because we're friends, but, you know, I think Podtacular, to me, changed the gaming community big time. I just want to give you props, man. Thank you for all the hard work. Thanks for helping us out, spreading like information about our site, you know, and thanks for being part of GamerCast Network. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys been there. We made history last year with the Gamer Picks and Xbox Live Marketplace. You guys made history being at the Halo 3 launch over there in Seattle with Microsoft and Bungie. And keep up the great work, Fumo. You know, I'm here. If you need anything, hit me up. You know, Gamertag Radio will always be there, man. And we're always going to be representing Podtacular, man, to the day we die, man. So, right here, I sent this audio to Fumo because I'm going to take it way back now. I remember the first time we interviewed Podtacular. I think this is the first time that JVB even heard about Podtacular because of us. They were on top of the charts. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to interview them. I want to know how they did. So what I did was I contacted Fumo and also Spellcheck, and they were part of our show. So check this audio out. This is like a classic interview with Podtacular, the first time they started podcasting way back. Check it out. Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We have the guys from Podtacular.com. Guys, introduce yourself.
I'm Fumo Jive. I'm Spellcheck.
All right, what's going on, fellas?
Not much, man.
How's the show doing, man?
It is through the roof. It is amazing how fast the show has grown and continues to grow.
All right, man. Congrats on that, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. We're pretty excited.
All right, though. Tell us how you start with this podcast.
Well, I kind of started out, I thought about it for a while, and what kind of podcast I wanted to do, because I listen to a lot of podcasts. And I figured I had more to talk about Halo 2 than pretty much anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started out just recording, just with my internal mic and my computer, just recording a 20-minute show, and asking for a co-host, and that's where Spellcheck came in. So, first person to answer, and I think he's a perfect fit. So.
All right, you guys are from the Florida area, right? What part?
I'm not from Florida. I'm going out of Oklahoma, so.
Okay, Oklahoma and Florida then, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Orlando, so.
Oh, yeah, it was me and Nana, we were there in Disney World like a few days ago and stuff, so.
Yeah, right on.
So, tell us, like, what you guys are doing for the Halo 2 community.
Go for it, spell check. Let's see. We've been on a couple, I think we were on Halo Planet, we were on halo.bungie.org. We've been on every single Halo website you can just imagine, and we're getting everyone excited. Like, every time I go online, I'm always getting friend invites. I'm like, hey, you're that guy. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I love that show. And we do a... everyone's excited again. Totally. We do a weekly show with lots of tips and tricks and map-specific stuff, custom game libraries, sniper specialists, all kinds of different things to help people level up and stay there, so...
All right, that's good. And any feedback from Bungie yet? If so, what they've been saying about it, about the show?
Well, I'll tell you the best thing on that was that I posted a news item at Bungie.net, and it got accepted within 5 minutes, and instantly people were getting referred to the site, and lots of great stuff was happening from that. So obviously they like what we're doing. They appreciate it. It's helping the community, and it just continues to grow, so...
The new maps right now on Halo 2, what's your your thoughts on the new maps, and which one is like your favorite so far?
I don't side with Warlock, because in Halo 1 they had Wizard, no one really cared for it at all. It was like a pretty bad map, and just taking Warlock and putting it into a Halo 2 with all the Halo 2 stuff, it was just an amazing map, and I think they did a great job taking that from the original one, putting it into the Halo 2.
What about you, Jack?
Well, I love Containment, I think it's called. I'm horrible with the map names. If you listen to the show, it's like the one with the new one with the snow that's the replacement for Sidewinder, essentially. But that one, just because it's such a huge, expansive map, it has lots of vehicle support, lots of different ways you can, you can rule the map with sniping and rockets and just vehicle extractions, all kinds of stuff. So tanks and everything. Just makes it all around awesome game.
Guys, what are your thoughts about the mining situation is going on, the cheating. Do you think it's ever going to stop? Because I heard that there's still, like, people, cheating on Halo 2 online. Well, what's your thoughts about that, both of you?
It's really ticking me off. It's not fair, because it happened to me today, actually. I was getting the sniper bullets out of a battle rifle shot at me, and that's like, what the freaking crap? That's not right. You can't do that.
Yeah, for real.
And they're never gonna stop, man. That's the thing that really bothers me with Halo 2, you know what I'm saying? So
they'll find a way around it every single time.
Yep.
And it makes me mad, because here I am trying to get up to 30. I've just been stuck at 28, 29. I can't get up to 30. And here they are, either D-ranking people join my team, or it makes it tough. It makes it hard.
Yeah, nobody likes the mods. I don't understand the rationale behind what these guys are doing, why they're actually cheating on purpose, just because they don't have the skill to do it without cheating. And it's frustrating. It's been reduced. It's pretty much brought down to almost nothing by Bungie in the last auto update, because they're able to automatically detect and ban people. They call it the ban hammer there.
Yeah.
And that's done really well, and we really thank Bungie for this awesome update. But we still get them now and then, and we hope we can find ways to get rid of these guys. But Bungie will stick with it. We appreciate that from them.
Are you guys worried that this will happen on the Xbox 360 if, when Halo 3 comes out?
More accessible the software and hardware the machine is, the more capable these guys are to be able to modify it and to be able to tack onto it and patch it. Mm-hmm. It seems like the 360 is really open in that area, where you can tie it into a lot of other equipment around the house, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll probably be stuff like that. But fortunately, we got a lot of people that take that into account and that are quick to respond to these things.
I mean, you can only hope it just won't happen, but you can never be sure.
Yeah, I know. There's always some way, man. So tell us some other podcasts from the Xbox community you guys check out.
There's our sworn rival, Halo 2 Talk, which actually, they're a little bit mad at me because on my blog I have the counters of the subscribers.
Yeah.
We kind of have about 4 or 5 times more subscribers than they do, and seeing that every morning just kind of makes me smile a little bit more.
Yeah. There's lots of really good game podcasts out there, actually. There's a couple of them in the top 100 on iTunes that are good to check out. One of them, I used to listen to a lot. I wish they would come back online. I don't know how long they've been off of Game Files Radio, PHILES.
Uh-huh.
That one's fantastic. It was just, like 3 guys that would just rip on each other the whole time and talk about game news for like an hour, and it was just hilarious. I was laughing out loud all the time.
Well, and of course, Major Nelson, which his blog cast, remember, because he works for Microsoft. You know?
Yeah, he doesn't believe in podcasts, his blog cast,
enhanced version is in WMA, and I'm like, well, what about my iPod, huh?
Oh, man.
I'm wondering, like, what are their thoughts seeing Master Chief based on Microsoft with iPod, on the image?
Pretty soon he's going to have a Microsoft smartphone.
Oh, man. So, guys, like, what's your favorite playlist so far right now on the Halo 2?
Well, probably, I play a lot of big team battle as much as I can. I like the team dynamics. There's a lot of pluses and minuses to it with people quitting and all kinds of weird stuff going on. When
D-rankers, look out for them.
Yeah, strange phenomena of people that try to lose on purpose so they can play against people that are worse.
Yeah. But you think you read the new Bungie update from this past Friday. What are your thoughts about the new playlist that's coming out in September?
I'm super excited about multi-team.
Something different, right?
Definitely.
All right. Well, you could give us like an idea what we'd like to see in the future with the playlist. Any changes?
I'd like to see a Juggernaut in there. Because the Juggernaut game is just like, it's always put in the back. Is like, because it's not like, it's not a team game. It's not a Rumble game. It's just a thing by itself. So if it got put in the rotation as maybe even its own type, I'd like to see that. I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, like, a lot of people have been requesting that, and Bungie's still saying no about it,
There's tons of custom games that are, I've gotten so many emails about really innovative custom games that you can do without having to set, like, that can be broken.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, there's some zombies, for instance, probably a lot of people have heard of, where you have to, when you die, you have to switch teams, things like that. That's a rule that can be broken. But there's tons of them that are innovative games that are different, that throw a lot of variety into the mix, that, you have set rules, and would be really fun in matchmaking. So hopefully they pick up on some of those and throw them in there.
If they had
a zombie game in matchmaking, I would flip.
Guys, what are your thoughts about the Halo 3 movie coming out? Because, recently, all these video game movies coming out, the majority sucked. Are you guys worried about, Halo coming out?
Well, I saw the trailer for Doom this morning, and while it looks like it could be a quality movie, it looks a little bit too much like Doom 3, the game. Like seeing some of the stuff in the trailer, like, that looks a lot like Doom 3. It's like, I already know how it's going to end, if I can think about it enough. And if there's a Halo movie out and I'm going to be able to predict the entire movie, I'm not even going to want to see it. Because I got so close to going to see Fantastic Four, but then I played the game and I'm like, I know what happens. The games always come out like 2 weeks or 2 months before the movie even comes out.
There's most of them have been bad, most of the game movies, but sometimes you get a good one here and there. I actually really liked Resident Evil, the original.
Yeah. I think part two was pretty good. I liked the part two much better than part one.
I have to see that. The Apocalypse one, I heard that was kind of okay, but maybe that is good after all.
Don't forget all the 1995 Mortal Kombat movies. Those are classics.
Yeah, that's a classic right there. For sure,
man. This one was great. It was okay, anyway.
No idea back then, or the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, I don't know about Mario Brothers or Street Fighter. That both sucked big time.
Those are bombs big time.
Yeah, man. Guys, tell us what you thought about the ending of Halo 2. You were disappointed about that, or?
Who wasn't?
Yeah, everybody was, like, pissed off on that. But in Halo 3, any predictions what you think might happen with the storyline?
Not a clue. What can you know? There's nothing to know.
Well, I mean, the only thing I would think is just like speculation about the whole thing with the Forerunners, the you know, the Covenant of Humans, and talking about how I think there's some kind of maybe they're going to pull some kind of evolutionary connection in there or something like that, to where the aliens and the humans are more connected than they originally thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of part of how they bring them together in Halo 2, when they're against each other in Halo 1, and then in Halo 3 they kind of maybe figure out that they're more connected than they thought in the first place. So,
well,
that's just an idea.
This is going to make me sound like a big nerd, but the Halo 2 website, and you can listen to the outtakes of the guy who did Sarge's voice. Sarge says that he's guaranteed to have a girlfriend in Halo 4, so a little secret spun out there? I don't know.
Oh, man. So, guys, tell us the future of Potacular, man. What will we expect in the future with the show?
Well, it's just, it's going to get, what can I say? It's going to get more and more comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the information that we have on there. We're having more and more specific tips. We're having lots of reader input, which is going to increase the quality of the show altogether. You know, by leaps and bounds.
Getting all the voicemails and having people say that they want to contribute maybe a 3-minute MP3 of what they think and how they can help. That's it there, man. Maybe that can help. Maybe that can boost it a little even more to the top, maybe top 30 of iTunes or something.
Yeah, man. And those are the majority of the people that is in the podcast, and the top 100. Most of them are like major companies. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to see, you know, somebody from the Xbox community up there. You know.
And we're pretty amazed. We beat out stuff like, what was it, ABC News and Newsweek or some of these things. I may be getting the names wrong, but some of these big-name news broadcasts. And we're beating this out on iTunes right now. We're pretty pumped.
And it's still going to grow, right?
For real.
All right, any last words for any podcasts, you know, other podcasts out there that want to create one? You know what I'm saying? Any, you know, fans out there that want to create any, like, podcast?
So just find a community that's going to love what you do.
That's true. That's true.
For real. And find something, you know, that you really think there's going to be an audience for. And especially if there's not already a podcast for it.
Albert, thanks a lot, guys. Any last words for the listeners out there?
I do want to do a shout-out to Old Mogo, who's our pod representative, or our pod representative, our clan representative, or Podtacular. So shout-out to him.
Oh, and I got a shout-out to Sergeant Waffle, who was bothering me all day during clan matches.
Oh, I have one thing to say that, guys. Like, in the future, we're planning to do a Battle of the Podcast on Halo 2. It's going to be, like, different podcasts from the video game community. Just want to know if you guys are interested to join and stuff.
Definitely.
All right, so we keep in touch. I try to add you guys on my friend list, but it's pretty full right now, so if you guys can, just add us and stuff, and we take it from there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for the interview, man.
All
right. Good luck with your show.
All right.
All right. Peace.
Look at you, too. All right. Bye.
All right. Well, welcome back. We're going to wrap things up here, and thanks, Captain Crump, for doing that. That was good stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that was fun.
Super cool.
A lot of submissions.
A lot of work, man, no doubt. But then thank you to everyone from the Halo community the greater gaming community for supporting us for all this time, man. We definitely couldn't do it without you guys, and we don't say that lightly.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And thanks to Bungie for the support they've shown us throughout 3 years, challenging us twice to in their Halo Hump Day challenges. Mm-hmm. And big ups to Luke Smith, who actually sent in a goodbye message and actually appeared on the show.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we had a bleep him at one point.
And it was Luke from 1UP.com back then.
Yes, yes. He was not with Bungie, and he was as big of a Halo fan as you can find at the time. So it's only fitting that he's there now with Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, there was a lot of other guest hosts that appeared on Podtacker. Loads of community members from TideLeader.com to, you know, Halo
Nation.
Yes. All, you know, from all over. Dan Chu, Major Nelson.
Oh, yes.
Some of the GamerScore blog guys. I mean, that was guests from everywhere.
And, we're definitely going to be leaving some out if we start going through, because there's just been so many. I was looking through it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Halo.junk,
all the GamerCast people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. you know, some of the female clans out there that we've had on the show. And, you know, there's mm-hmm. a lot, you know.
Yeah, the Cave Girls.
Yeah.
They've always come on with a... So, yeah.
The definitely the biggest thank you goes out to anybody who's ever sent in a tip or a map or
yes,
you know, a Tales on the Foxhole, a custom. I mean, most of the show has really just been us, you know, taking those submissions and then like kind of like feeding them back. I mean, you really have been the writer of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the show belongs to you as much as it belongs to us.
Yes, definitely. It's been an honor to be your voice piece, because, you know, like Spellcheck said, you guys were the ones who took the time to send in submissions, whether you spelled it wrong or not. you still sent in your stuff every week, and you know, it's that dedication that, you know, on a personal level, and I'm sure Fumo Jab will agree, as well as Krunk, that yeah. you know, it's the reasons why we took time from our regular schedule, you know, to maintain a good, you know, as best as we could, a great show, you know.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Well, we also got a special shout out to Halo Fanatic, because he really, really, really wanted us to mention him. He like begged, please. Okay, we'll mention you.
Halo Fanatic.
Congratulations.
And be sure, for the last time, I can't believe this is going to be the last time I'm going to say this, be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, where we're still going to be there. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of events, like the 2008 spring season, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Yeah. Hey, before we go, I gotta ask, what are we still going to be seeing? Like JVB, we know you got Post Game Report mm-hmm. still.
Yes.
Fumo Jive, what can we expect from you next?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be guest hosting here and there on some different podcasts. Mm-hmm. That's yep. really the only really plans I have right now. I need to take a break, like a
dude. You earned one. Don't worry about it. I just wanted
to... That's right.
I need to
yes,
have
you did, brother.
No, like additional responsibilities for a little while, and then eventually maybe I'll come back to podcasts or the gaming community. I'm not entirely sure, but definitely right now it's pretty much just I want to be just a regular Joe gamer kind of thing, where you know I have friends on my friends list that are my actual friends, like people I would hang out with in real life. You know, not just like people that are
yep,
that are like
right.
You want to join my massive parties and like and start jabbering with everybody else, and nobody can hear what anybody says, and nobody can possibly make friends because nobody can hear anything.
Guys want to play big team? Guys want to play big team?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta tell you this joke, man.
Give me party leader. Give me party leader.
Yeah, yeah. See, my zombie game is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. So what are you going to be doing, Spellcheck?
Actually, I've got a few things. I've got my website, codybrom.com, CODYBROM. I just started doing a new MP3 blog. I've kind of taken that on and
awesome.
Seen how that's going. It's a little harder than I thought it was going to be. That's really my main thing. I have a few extra like, projects you can kind of view all at codybrom.com, CODYBROM.com.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see that you're back in the scene, slowly but surely.
And,
yeah. You know, I mean, it's people have been waiting for that. I used to listen to
Electric Pony. I never really stopped podcasting. I just stopped telling people about it.
He used to podcast himself.
I started making like podcasts of like videos I wanted to have on my iPod just because it was like a convenient way to do it. So I really did kind of podcast myself for a while, but like
awesome.
I made an audiobook. I did that. But like I have a video podcast called The I-106, and you can find that on my website. It was a video podcast I did with some friends through my senior year of high school, and you can check out those videos. A lot of them are pretty funny. And actually, I'm not even on a part of the podcast anymore. Like I'm graduating from high school, and they're still putting out episodes and stuff. So and you can check all that out at CodyBrom.com.
Sweet.
Nice. And Crunk?
Yes, sir.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Post audio podcast. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just back to work. I'm busy at work these days. Busier than I've probably been in a few years. Certainly since I started, hanging out with you guys. So I'm still going to be around. I'm just, still be running that.
Is it picmag.com, PIQMAG.com? Is that where you can find out more about the podcast? And
check out the podcast and see if you like it. It's not the same as the magazine, but it's just the four of us kind of rambling sometimes. we would appreciate it if you check out the magazine itself,
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now that I have you on, Captain Kronk, what's up with Jericho? What was that old little inside joke about Jericho?
Well, if you've ever seen Jericho, then you probably know that there's a character on there called Robert Hogan. And he talks like Foghorn and Leghorn. Like it's like the worst southern accent I think I've ever heard in TV. But I love the show.
Robert Hawkins. Yes, definitely check it out. I listened to the first episode and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm yet to find the magazine. So.
Well, yeah, if you're fine, to check it out, and I sure would appreciate, like I said, buying a copy or two.
Mm-hmm. But absolutely. It'd be great to hold the magazine and say, oh, I know Captain Kronk is in this.
Yeah, like I said, I'm involved with it. It's quality.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh yes.
The show.
Yes.
But check out the show too, and just listen to us be idiots.
Now, before we wrap it up,
and Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky. Yes.
I'm definitely
okay.
Chucky. Why do I always miss Chucky? I'm sorry, Chuck.
It's okay, dude.
Go ahead, Chuck. Chuck's
not liking the costly or something.
We already talked about Godtacular, but there is one more thing. We've got going on the website, the Review Frenzy, and we've kind of slowed down recently, but we're still doing it. At first it was G. Lewis was doing it, and then more recently Killzilla's been doing it. Yeah, and they both did a great job, and so we've got a bunch of us that are writing reviews of different games. There's even I think his name is Showrap is doing PS3 reviews.
Nice.
I've been doing arcade reviews, so mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Hopefully, we'll just keep it going, reviewing games as they come out.
Yeah,
that's a good place to find some, I guess, some thoughts on new games from a particular perspective, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. I think for the most part, we try and keep a particular Halo perspective. Like, how is this different? Is it still fun even though it's different? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. How does it appeal to Halo fans?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, we cannot end the show without getting final thoughts. Our final thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Now, I want to start with you, Chucky J. Anything you want to say?
Okay, final thoughts on the Podtacular podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. Well, I guess I joined, I'm one of those many people that joined right before Spellcheck had to drop off the face of the earth. So I guess the main, two main things. I've always enjoyed you guys' sense of humor, both, Fumo, obviously, Spellcheck and JVB. Mm-hmm. Keeping it relatively clean, but it's still really hilarious. And that's not easy to do, but you guys have pulled it off and it's an amazing thing. And the other thing is just the community at the website. There's not, if I had a teenage kid, I would have no problem sending them to podtacular.com and saying, go play Halo with these guys.
Yes.
And that's a huge thing that you guys have built. So that's my two cents.
Okay. Captain Crump?
I want to thank you guys for letting me kind of be a part of this, or maybe especially you, Fumo. I kind of came to this just as a listener and just as a Halo fan, thinking that, oh, this is fun and I'll just hang around and see how this goes. But to be able to take part and to be able to kind of help shape things and kind of lead the community in a way, you know, for what it's worth, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a big learning experience for me, both in like building the website and kind of interacting with people and, you know, getting the whole social gaming online thing going.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I told you guys in private already, but there's a lot of things, like, no matter what happens with this show or even the site or whatever down the road, there's a lot of people here that I consider like really good friends and, would always be looking forward to playing with or talking with. So, my final thoughts, I guess, are that, I'm glad you guys, kind of let me in. and let me do my thing and help out. So.
And I'm gonna jump in here because, you know, I want Spellcheck to be next, and then of course Fumo Jive. Like Crunks did Fumo Jive, I want to thank you for letting me sit in for Spellcheck. And like I said, you know, I'm in different shows and everything like that. And you know, whatever notoriety I might have developed throughout the years, it's definitely because of the Podtacular community, all the support I've gotten, you know, not only from you, but from all the listeners. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where when you say you're part of Podtacular, people respect it. It developed into a legitimate community that is well respected because of the individuals who the show, evolved around, you know, which was, you know, the hostile Halo 2 players. And, for the Podtacular community to be, you know, amongst, I mean, and I'm seeing it now because, you know, when we mentioned that the show was gonna, you know, the audio podcast was gonna come to an end, you know, the people came out of everywhere and thanked us and, you know, told us how, you know, some of these people who are well respected in their own right, kind of, you know, started podcasting because, you know, listening to Podtacular and, you know, I used to get people asking for advice on, you know, how do we maintain, you know, such a good community, you know, and it's not a small community. And, you know, I told them, I said, there ain't no formula to it. It's just, unity, you know, everybody wants the community to be great and they all did their own little parts, you know, whether it was big or small. I mean, I'm just part of the pie. You know, I was just a personality on the show, but you know, my contributions were no more than what the average listener did, contributed to the show. And, you know, I want to say that I'm definitely going to miss this. It's not as easy as I'm making it sound. You know, I told this to my wife. She was like, you know, how are you going to feel saying, you know, doing your last show on Podtacular? And, you know, I told her, I don't know. But, you know, saying these words now, actually it's not as easy as I thought it would be. And even though I'm doing other podcasts, you know, Podtacular is, you know, holds a very special place because it was my first podcast. You know, I grew with this community and, you know, Mike, you're going to be missed in the podcasting scene. I mean, you'll definitely be jumping on PDR every once in a while, but, you know, it's always going to be, you know, as far as a co-host and a friend, you know, it's, you'll be hard to be, no one could replace that, you know, the cohesiveness we built. And I want to thank you for that. So, small check.
Tough act to follow.
Sorry for the long speech.
I mean, I just got to say, and I'm sure Fumo can probably back me up to some extent. Joining this, I never expected this much. I never did. I never could have dreamed of having a community of, I mean, at its peak, I mean, we could have probably like 5,000 people sometimes that subscribed. I mean, it's really been like probably been over the course a spread of at least 10,000 different people because the subscribers they drop off and they change. It's been such a widespread of people. I mean, over 2 years' time, I know I've unsubscribed, they've resubscribed, so those numbers have always changed. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I never thought it'd hit that many people. Because mainly because all the stuff I do never hits really more than probably like 300 people. So to see something I was involved with flourish has just been a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's been a wonderful learning experience. It's like kind of like seeing how to manage, you know, such a growing community. And I've learned it's hard to tame it. It was a long road to where we are now, but it was been completely worth it. I mean, all the struggles we had were now, I mean, they're, wow, that's a pretty dumb little argument. But I mean, look where we are now. And I got to say a wonderful thank you to Fumo Jive as a mentor and a friend. I mean, we always stuck through it. I mean, there wasn't a problem that we didn't just say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. We're shutting down all the clans. I mean, it was like, no, we'll work through this, you know, or, I mean, it's been great. And while I was away, I said this earlier, just knowing Podtacular was there made me feel good because I like, it's still there. It could still work. And to see it finally go down, it's like, well, it's going down with honor, though. I mean, it's not like it's shutting down because it's like, man, you know, it's just like too much work. And it's like, no, it's just like, it's time to retire. It is really what it is. So,
yeah.
And Foo?
Well, yes, last but not least.
Well, I mean, when I started this podcast, I really, it just amazes me that it's come this far in the first place. Like, Spellcheck, I never intended to have more than maybe like 10 or 15 listeners or something like that. And I'm serious.
Man. You expected 10?
I'm not exaggerating too. Like, I was actually like comparing that to stuff that Halo 2 Talk and some of these other ones that were around at the time that I started Podtacular. You know, how many listeners they had. And I mean, granted, I also have a little bit of knowledge about like search engine optimization, about going and at least some ideas about promoting the podcast in different places. Because when I said, you know, I'm going to do this, I said, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it all the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go and promote this everywhere I can. I'm going to go and, you know, we did some things with that and it turned out just absolutely like mushroom cloud taken off. And I was just, which was way beyond what I ever thought it would do. But nonetheless, you know, what's amazing about it is just, you know, God works in mysterious ways sometimes. It's like something little like this, and me sitting in front of my computer and talking, has turned into this community of thousands and thousands of people. And I mean, we had, Spellcheck, we had like over the last 3 or 4 months in 2007, we had an average of 10,000 unique listeners a week.
That's no the
average.
Way.
That's yep. the average. So it got over that. On
wow. Cause I remember like there's times where I saw the little feed burner, little chocolate icon say like 5,000. I was like, no way.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. There's over 1,600,000 total downloads or something like that.
Yeah. 1,600,000, 1.6 million total downloads.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a lot.
Missed it by that much.
A lot of people think of podcasts, and it's super cool that you guys, you know, have been out there to support us, you know, and that Podtacular has been such a good thing in the community. It's done so much good. You know, there's people that I get emails from that said like, you know, you guys brought me through a really hard time in my life when I was just going through so many struggles in my life, and just being able to listen to you guys joke around and crack up about Halo really got me in a good mood and really, you know, really helped me out to get me through that time. You know, the things like where we help people out that were financially or just with like a lot of prayers that were having trouble in their life, you know, and continue to do things like of course the Godtacular Bible study is the biggest thing I can point to that's been such a fantastic positive thing in the Halo community and the gaming community, and you know, just in general, it's just been so awesome that we've been able to reach so many people in such a positive way. You know, there's been countless stories of people that really were almost like felt like social outcasts. Because they're into Halo and they're into, you know, playing Xbox, but they don't have a lot of friends. They don't have a lot of friends even online because it's hard. You know, you only have a few seconds after the party's over. And if people back out, it's like, all right, well, I didn't make any friends on that one. So it's like, you know, it was a great place for people to get involved and make friends and play Halo. And it's really, we made it an environment intentionally to where, you know, we don't want to hear, you know, any of the usual BS that goes on in Halo. And we want to keep it clean and keep it good, you know, and just make it a really positive environment. And it's been such very much that positive environment for so many kids, you know, whether they're young kids or whether they're adult gamers like us. You know, it's been a really great place for people to fill their friends list up with Podtacular friends and people they've gone to meet, people they've played a lot of games with, people they play competitively with, all kinds of different stuff. And it's just been a thrilling ride, you know, a great ride through that. And, you know, now I'm going back and looking over my time there because like I was one of the things I posted on my blog post saying about finishing the fight, with Podtacular is saying that, you know, I've created a great environment for, everybody to make friends with Podtacular except me. And that's the thing is that because of the fanboy friend requests and all that stuff, I ended up basically like, it's my fault is what it is. I ended up having these problems where like, I can't really trust anyone to just like want to be my friend kind of thing. And I ended up looking at that recently as this was wrapping up and saying, you know what I need to do is I need to, you know, find the friends that I have made, you know, although I never really let those friendships really grow very much, and just try to grow them, you know, try to just really be more friends and get into people's lives and you know, find out what's up with the people I do know. And that's like my plan for right now, is just to be able to, you know, to play games with friends and just really get to know some of my friends that I have made a lot better. I mean, mm-hmm. I made a ton of acquaintances, you know, but now's the time for me to sit down and hang with the people that I do know as friends. And I'm so blessed to have made so many, while being on this journey and just being able to hang out with a lot of fantastic people. A lot of you guys out there that have sent me friends requests, I'm really sorry that I can't accept all of them with the limit of 100. Obviously, you understand that there's only so many that I can accept. But, you know, I've been fortunate that out of that and really out of a lot of random circumstances that have happened throughout that, I've made some just really positive relationships that I can just, you know, hang with a lot of people. And you know, we've been through a lot of thick and thin together, all of us here, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I think that's really... Brought us together big time. Just being able to deal with all the struggles that we've had and all the positive things, all the negative things that we've got through and we learned from them. So I'm just really proud to call you guys friends and really all you guys that we have Halo and gaming in common with. I'm proud to call you guys friends too, definitely. So
mm-hmm, that's for sure. And, you know, I had the honor of meeting you in person several times. You know, we're friends outside of this. And, you know, as a matter of fact, in a few weeks, we're going to meet up in Orlando and go to Hard Knocks, hopefully to the Tide of Leader event.
Yeah, definitely. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I guess it's about that time to say one final thing for one final time.
I got a feeling I know what it is.
And that would be... Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging on trucking, and then fragging, and then fragging the truck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on.
There's only one thing left to say.
This week on the GamerCast Network. From the Great Northwest, the Xbox MVP returns from a meeting with his brethren. What knowledge can he pass on to us mere mortals? Find out in episode 86 of the Video Game Show. This week on Uncle Gamer, Wii Fit's price point isn't it? The PlayStation Store relaunches, and one of the three hosts has a special announcement. This week, Gamertag Radio brings you an exclusive podcast interview with Volition about their upcoming game, Saints Row 2, for the Xbox 360 and PS3. Boost your gamer score with the latest tips from Achievement Junkie. Tune into Podtacular for the biggest stories in the unofficial Halo universe. On Sarcastic Gamer, the guys have caught Grand Theft Auto 4 fever and find out what games under $10 are worth grabbing. Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.